I'm Kelsey Tamburino, and this is Politico Energy.
So the Land and Water Conservation Fund was originally created in 1964. And back then, there was an Eastern congressman who said, I don't want the money that we're using from this to only go to the West. So they inserted a provision in the original law that said 85% of the lands purchased by the Forest Service must be purchased east of the 100th meridian. You'd be forgiven if you didn't know where that was immediately on the map, but it basically bisects the Great Plains. In effect, it's really never been enforced, but it has been in the law this whole time. And that was true up until basically last year, when a government watchdog put out a report and found basically the Forest Service was aware of this provision, but about 80% of the land that they bought for the Forest Service was to the west of the 100th meridian. And that led to the Forest Service in April of this year saying, we're going to enforce the law.
A couple of weeks ago, the Senate passed a massive bill that would send money to land preservation projects all across the country. The bill is called the Great American Outdoors Act, and it would provide billions to help renovate and repair national parks and permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And while the package passed with overwhelmingly bipartisan support, opposition mostly came from a minority group of Republicans. But now, with the bill expected to pass the House with flying colors later this month, Utah's Rob Bishop is pointing his colleagues to the small print to warn them of a provision.
Easterners are going to be taken away simply by changing this provision so that they don't have to get their fair share of it. They're probably going to be losing roughly around $1 billion over the next 10 years that by law would have gone to projects in their part of the country.
It's a provision that could undermine funding for eastern states to add new forest acreage within their borders.
So, in the Great American Outdoors Act, they included what's called a conforming amendment, which basically removed that provision from the original law. But what Congressman Bishop is arguing is that because this was going to be newly enforced, the East is giving up a lot of potential money for Forest Service lands purchases by allowing this amendment to be included.
Today, Politico's Anthony Adragna on the House Republican strategy and whether it could work. It's Wednesday, July 8th. So the first thing that's interesting about this is that the issue is coming from Congressman Rob Bishop, of all people. I mean, his state is not on the side of the country that would be affected by this. So what is the logic at play here?
No, so Utah is not. But what you need to remember is that there are a lot of Western lawmakers that really, 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 is that enough reallys? They really hate the federal government buying land. And so they want to reduce the amount of land that the federal government buys out in their states because they think the federal government has too much of a presence in their states already. So if this provision was enforced, there would be less land purchased in the West, less land purchased in Utah. And that's something certainly that I think most Utah, if not all Utah lawmakers, would be in favor of. And I think his argument would be, we don't want you to buy more land, but the Eastern people should want to add more forests, protect more forests. And so the money would go to them. They'd be able to buy more forests. It wouldn't be spent in Utah. And so from his perspective, that would be a win-win.
But Anthony, in reality, the Senate already passed this bill, which means that the time for Republicans has kind of passed since the ball is now in the House, which is controlled by Democrats. So isn't it too late for them to be raising this issue altogether?
I would tend to agree with you that I think it's going to be a very steep uphill climb. But their strategy is they're looking for anything they could possibly do to slow down or block this bill. And so that is, you know, Republicans, since they're in the minority, they have a limited number of tools at their disposal. This is one they're going to try to use. And it's probably also worth noting that there's already 186 co-sponsors of this piece of legislation in the House, and that includes several dozen Republicans. So it kind of feels like the train's left the station, but they're doing what they can to try to slow the train down, if you will, and maybe even stop it if they can.
Also, on Tuesday, two House subcommittees passed their fiscal 2021 spending plans, setting funding for the EPA, the Interior and Energy Departments, and the Army Corps of Engineers. The bills are now headed to the full House Appropriations Committee for a vote. In the proposed budgets, both EPA and the Interior Department would get a $300 million boost, while the Energy Department is slated to get a $2.3 billion boost over 2020 spending levels. Lawmakers in both subcommittees did not propose any amendments to the measures, but it's likely those fights will play out once the measures get to the full Appropriations Committee. The full committee is slated to mark up the Interior EPA bill on Friday. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.